are the
1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, and that's why I run this show, and I provide the sports knowledge and opinions.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm learning, and I'm learning quick, and before you know it, I'm going to be making more sense than I have in the past 21 episodes, or however we have, right?
Yeah,
we have like 21 episodes now?
I have no idea. That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, dude. Have you been having fun doing this?
Some days. Some days I've been having a blast.
What days are you not?
No, some days I get frustrated.
What do you get frustrated about?
Sometimes I'm like, oh, that wasn't a good one. It's my fault. Sometimes I feel like I didn't organize the show enough or...
Oh, it's on you.
Put together an outline and I felt like we were all over the place and don't talk about anything. And so, but I mean, maybe that's just me putting a lot of pressure on myself trying to make the perfect show when the people like it to be kind of chaotic. I don't know. I just kind of... in my head, have a vision of how it should go, and maybe it's not supposed to go that way.
You make fun of me because I told you that I was in Arkansas one time, and I talked to two people that listen to the podcast, and they had feedback, right?
And you said you wanted to change this show based on those two people. You thought we should max out at 30 minutes, and that is it because of two people you talked to.
Yeah, in person. Well, this last weekend, I was in Vegas. We were all in Vegas, and I met two more listeners.
Okay.
And they said they're big fans of the Sore Losers, and it's so good. It's their favorite podcast that they listen to. And I was like, really cool. You know, Lunchbox is around here. Like, yeah, we talked to Lunchbox. I was like, go talk to them again and tell them that you really enjoy the Sore Losers. Because I think Lunchbox is sometimes a little hard on himself. I think he lacks a little bit of confidence on how good the Sore Losers podcast is.
No.
And did they go back and tell you that?
I met people that told me they liked it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say I lack the confidence. I don't lack confidence at all.
Just in general, you don't.
No, I feel great about my knowledge and what I bring. And just sometimes I feel like I didn't do a good job organizing the show or keeping it on track or whatever. So sometimes I think, oh, that was a bad episode.
So let's be critical about ourselves real quick. The one thing that you do mention that you're not a big fan of or you think listeners probably don't like so much is when you and I fight about stupid crap.
Well, it's not that way we fight about stupid crap. It's okay to fight about stupid crap. It's just we need to wrap up the fight.
So max it out at like 2 minutes?
Right. What happens is we rehash it and rehash it and go back and forth in circles and circles and circles, and we don't get anywhere, and people get tired of hearing the same argument over and over and over and over again.
Sort of
like the Jinx. Yesterday we talked about the Jinx.
Yeah.
And we didn't believe in it. But last night I almost jinxed the Steelers.
No, you didn't.
I did. They were crushing the Buccaneers, and they were up 30-13, maybe. And I looked at the wife, and maybe they were up 30-6.
It looked like the game was over because I went to walk the dog.
And I told the wife, I was like, cha-ching, get ready. We're ready to cash that other parlay ticket. And then Fitzmagic, which was crashing and burning, catches Magic again, touchdown. All right, that's okay. Then touchdown to Mike Evans in the corner, and it's 30-23, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we go. Why did I do this? Why did I already start talking about it? It's a win, mark it down. But then it was a win, I marked it down, they covered, they were plus one, we get the parlay. So yes, our arguments sometimes are good. The Jinx, we almost had a prime example the day we talked about it.
Yeah, the day we did. But the thing is like, okay, but now we're talking about the Jinx again. Like our conversation isn't over. So we're stretching it out.
No, I just wanted to bring back up the Jinx. I wondered if you had the poll results because I want to know who believes in the Jinx and who doesn't. Like what's the percentage?
Did you get the poll out there?
Yeah, I got the poll out there because I remember when we talk about something on the Sore Losers podcast, I go to our Twitter, Sore Losers Show on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I tweeted it out yesterday afternoon. I give it a little couple hours after the podcast goes up, and then, okay, now people may go and vote. So I go, bloop, bloop, and I put it up.
Yeah, bloop.
So you don't know the results.
I don't know the results, but I still have a question about the Jinx, though.
Okay.
Why is gambling on a game not the Jinx? Like, you're gambling. You're betting on the outcome of a game out loud. You're even letting your money speak for your call. Like, you're saying, I want the Steelers to win by 3 points. Boom. How is that not jinxing the game?
I don't know.
You're calling the game, basically.
You're just calling the points. It's way ahead of time. It's not right then in the moment. I don't know. Sort of like when the Giants and the Angels were in the World Series, I believe it was back in 2002.
You always have an example. 2002, that's yes. So long ago.
Well,
how do you remember that?
Game 6, the Angels came back and won to tie the series at 3-3. And my roommate, Clay, my brother, and I all watched the game together in our apartment. And game 7 was the next night, and my roommate could not be there. And we needed the mojo. We needed the Angels to win because I didn't want Barry Bonds to become a world champion.
There was no money involved.
So my brother and I, we wore the exact same clothes we wore the night before.
Oh, my goodness.
Sat in the same spot. And to top it all off, we laid out my roommate's clothes that he had on the night before in the same spot. And the Angels and that rally monkey won the World Series.
Yeah.
That
yes.
is called superstition.
That is superstition.
Yes.
That's not the jinx, though. But
right. It's the reverse. You're keeping the jinx from happening.
The jinx.
So, do you believe in the jinx?
What's the poll say?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Do you believe in the jinx? One option is yes, who doesn't? Or no, only crazy people do.
I like the way you wrote that.
Yes.
Because for sure I went no, only crazy people do.
68% yes. Who doesn't?
Damn.
So they believe in the jinx.
That's a sports fan thing.
I really think it is. I think it's a sports fan thing.
I think if you ask a regular person, do you believe in the jinx? They'll say no. That's a crazy thing.
I think you might be right. Yeah. I think it comes to do with mostly people that cheer for sports.
Yeah.
Because if something happens after they said something, they believe it's a jinx. So now that Jameis Winston, his suspension is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, first three games, has thrown for, I believe, over 400 yards every game, or was it 300 yards? I may just be making that up. I want to say Fitzpatrick, oh, man. Everybody was early on in the game was like, oh, it's over, Fitzmagic.
Yeah. Has turned into Fitztragic.
Yes, and then he found the magic.
Credit our dude on Twitter.
Dude on Twitter said we could use that and we don't have to give him credit.
Yeah.
Yes, he has 400-yard games already.
Great. That's super.
So what do you do? Jameis Winston is back this week. Who starts?
What do you mean, what do you do? You do what the Browns are doing. This guy's great. Keep Fitzmagic.
So he stays the starter?
Absolutely. And plus, you got to think, Winston comes back. He hasn't thrown a football. I mean, he's probably, I don't know if he's practicing or not, but really, he hasn't played a game yet. He has no idea. You can't just throw him into week 4. Like, this is...
They did it with Carson Wentz.
Who? Who?
You don't know who that is?
Yeah, he's the Eagles quarterback.
He started this past weekend after being out and not starting and not playing.
And Foles, you know, won the Super Bowl. I get that. But Foles really hasn't been performing too hot.
No, he hadn't been hot, but I'm saying they just threw him back in there.
So it's a different situation.
Okay.
Fitz so you're Magic saying because
he's hot. He's hot.
Yes.
Okay.
But did we almost see the old Fitzpatrick?
No, you did. The first half, you saw the old Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Three interceptions.
You said this 3 weeks or before, right when the season started, or like after week one, you're like, guys, Fitzpatrick is wishy-washy. What's the word you used?
He is who he is. He's up and he's down. He's a roller coaster. He can look great and then he looks terrible. And he's just a good backup quarterback. He has his good games, but I don't think he has enough to be a franchise quarterback that can lead you the whole season. Well, but maybe this is it. Maybe this is lightning in a bottle and he has the receivers around him. And there's something there. And DeSean Jackson said you can't sit the hot quarterback. And just because they lost, he still found the magic in the second half. I think you have to keep him in there. But as a Bears fan, because they traveled to Chicago to play Thursday night, I hope they play Jameis Winston. I hope.
Why?
Because he hasn't played a game. He hadn't been throwing to those receivers.
You're just speaking as a Bears
as
fan.
As a Bears fan.
That you hope that the Bears kill.
I hope Fitzpatrick to me is more dangerous this week than Jameis Winston is. So as me, I want Fitzpatrick on the bench.
Okay, coach, take yourself out of the Bears fan
club.
No,
I just said Fitzpatrick should play.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
But as a
you.
Fan of the Bears, I hope the Buccaneers make a dumb decision and you give him until he hangs. Like, you give him the leash until he hangs himself.
But what's the point of, like, Fitzpatrick's not going to be a franchise quarterback, period. He's 35 years old. Like,
but if you can win the Super Bowl this year with him, you don't need him to be a franchise quarterback.
Right.
You just want, you want 1 year lightning in a bottle.
Hmm. Interesting.
And, if, the, if
and then
works.
They bring Winston back to start the next season?
No. If he leads you to a Super Bowl, he'll still be the starter next year. But we're way down the road. We're three weeks in. We're 3 weeks in because you already, Patrick Mahomes already going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but,
he is.
What is it, who are in trouble are the Patriots. Because they, just looking at them, they lack speed. They lack explosive players.
They just don't got it,
They
man.
Just look like a bunch of slow blah, blah, blah crap.
Yep.
I agree. What, and I like that they tried, they almost traded Gronk. You saw that, right?
No.
They said back around draft time, they almost traded him to Detroit.
For who?
I don't know, but Gronk threatened to retire. And he said, he was asked about it this past weekend. He said, look, Brady's my quarterback. That's it. So to me, that tells me Gronk is in the NFL until Brady's in the NFL. And when Brady retires, Gronk retires. He's not going to be one of these lifers that plays 20 years.
Is Brady playing bad right now, or is just the whole team playing bad?
Whole team's playing bad. They just, no one can get open. They only, they don't, their offensive line is pretty bad and they're struggling. And they played the undefeated Miami Dolphins this week.
I know, that's amazing. No one saw that coming.
They are 2 games behind the Dolphins already because they're 1-2. They are under 500 for the first time, I think, since Tom Brady became the starter this late in the season.
Coach, I like the who's in trouble. So who else is in trouble in the NFL right now?
Okay, who else is in trouble?
Yeah. You went Patriots 1, go.
Oh, well, San Francisco's done.
Oh, done.
Done.
Won't win another game?
I won't say that. I won't say that. I don't know their schedule, but they'll win a game. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons are in trouble because their whole defense.
Sorry, I was looking that up.
Yeah, their whole defense is, they're injured. I think they've lost 4 starters, at least 3 of them, I believe, for the year. So they're in trouble. Who else is in trouble? Gosh.
Do you think the Bills are back?
No. That was like I said yesterday, that was a look ahead game. The Vikings just thought they were just going to roll them. Okay, wow.
Are the Lions still in trouble?
Lions look better this week, but I don't know if it's because the Patriots are just bad. Because let's look at the Patriots. They got dominated by Jacksonville. They got dominated by the Lions. The only team they beat is 0-3 Houston Texans, who look awful.
Trouble.
Trouble. Oh, beyond trouble.
Trouble in Texas.
Trouble. Trouble in Texans land. The Cowboys are in trouble.
No.
Yep.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're not.
I've told you from the beginning, their offense is bad. And you saw it again Sunday. Their offense is just bad. They're not good.
I think the defense is still bad, too. I know you argue with me. I'm not happy with the Cowboys defense. I'm not. You're right. The offense is bad. That offensive line was supposed to be the best offensive line in the league.
And it's not anymore.
It's not.
And why is that?
Because their center's
gone. Disease. Yes. And he's the anchor.
I get it. Because the ball starts with him.
Well, and he calls out protections and when there's a blitz coming, and
look,
that's all switched.
Coach, listen, the Cowboys have the Lions coming up at home. They will win that game, okay?
When do they play?
What do you mean, when do they
play? This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
They're going to win that game.
They play at noon. They will win. They will beat the Lions, right?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they won't.
Why?
Because they won't be able to score. If the Lions put up 20 points, the Cowboys can't win.
The Cowboys will beat the Lions. I'm telling you, Coach.
It is a good spot for the Cowboys.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because the Lions just came off an emotional win for their head coach against his former team, England Patriots. Oh, we just beat the Patriots. Fat and happy. You get fat and happy
when you have a big... You don't have to... Come on.
The team gets fat... Oh, you think I'm talking about the fat coach?
Yeah, you're talking about Patricia?
Whatever. No. Oh. I'm talking about the team. Oh. You get fat and happy, emotional, like, oh, yeah, we did it. We're not 0-3.
What does that mean, fat and happy?
You get full of yourself a little bit. You get cocky. Like Ray said yesterday, you get cocky. You get like, oh, the relief is you have a win and you beat Tom Brady. So you...
It's because you're eating a lot and drinking a lot.
You were so focused last week. You got that big win. Then you don't focus as much this week. So I'm going to say it's a good spot for the Cowboys, but I still don't think... I don't know.
And you have a theory, too, that after a big win like that, they all go celebrate.
You have a letdown.
They go to the club.
Right. if you're a inexperienced team, and that's what happened to Jacksonville.
Yes.
They beat the Patriots. Woo! Yeah, we beat the Patriots, who, woo-woo, the best. We beat Tom Brady. Letdown game, lose to the Titans 9-6 because they were fat and happy.
But in reality, we got to realize that the Patriots suck. So all these teams that
not
beat
necessarily,
the
Patriots. Well, yeah, they're struggling right now, but I'm saying.
So all these teams that beat the Patriots, chill. Like, don't go to the club. Lions should focus on the Cowboys.
Yeah, they shouldn't be going to the club. They shouldn't go down with Eminem to 8 Mile, things like that. Yes,
they
should get back and maybe, and their defense looked pretty good.
But the Cowboys will beat the Lions, in my prediction. And then, Coach, after that, they play the Texans in Houston. Get out of here, dude. The next two games are automatic wins for the Cowboys.
Okay, so then they're what, 4-1?
Mm-hmm.
Are they 1-2?
They've won one, yeah. No, they've won one game. We've lost two.
Who did you lose to?
We're 1-2.
Oh, you lost to Carolina.
We lost
That's
to Carolina, and then we lost to Seattle.
Who, boy?
Then we beat the Giants.
Dang, you lose one of these next two. 2-3? Eek.
Yeah. And then after
you played the Giants. The Giants got the same record you.
I told you the Giants are terrible. We're not worried about the Giants. The Redskins are the team to worry about.
Redskins look pretty good.
Yeah.
No, the Eagles are the best team in the East.
No, I think the Redskins are better than the Eagles.
No.
I do.
Why?
They look so good. Adrian Peterson is running like crazy.
Week one he did. Week two he didn't. Week three had a good week.
I just think the offense, the Redskins offense is really good. The Redskins defense is, I mean, they're not allowing, I haven't really looked. I'm just going off.
Yeah, you're just going off your visual. Yes. Even though the Redskins got beat by the Colts, they got dumb. But the Colts are a lot better than I thought. Their defense is playing well. But let's talk, I know basketball is just starting up. Did you see Kawhi Leonard's little press conference yesterday?
No. Mm-mm.
He came out and he's like, man, I'm just a fun guy. He. And his laugh.
He has no personality.
No personality. Like, and he tried to put off this, like, I'm a fun guy. And his laugh, if you go back and listen to his laugh, it just felt like it was such a forced, like, I'm not, he really is not a fun guy. And he was trying to be like this new guy out of the Spurs organization. Like, he's going to try to have a personality and he doesn't know how to do it yet. And so the laugh was just, I don't know. Maybe I'm bitter as a Spurs fan, but wow, this is bad.
Was this a press conference?
Yeah, it was like media day. If you just Google Leonard laugh, you'll get it. And then also, Dwight Howard and Shaq go back and forth. They hate each other for some reason. I think it's because Shaq doesn't think Dwight Howard works hard enough, and Dwight Howard tried to steal the Superman thing.
Okay.
And,
hold on. I think I found it.
Good. Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if we can get
this. You going to try to play it up there?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on. Let me move the mic.
Listen to his laugh.
Yeah, what is that? What is he doing?
Like, that's not a real laugh.
No one really laughs like
What's that.
What was the point of this press conference?
It's just media day. NBA training camps are starting to open, you know, and so players are reporting back, and you're just kind of introducing new players. You meet with the media. They ask you questions about the offseason. And then Kawhi Leonard is talking about that.
Yeah, no, that's the sign of someone trying to show that they have a personality or, like, to be a personable person. And he doesn't get it.
What's your best fake laugh? Do you have a good fake laugh?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. It's not bad.
It's not bad, right? Not go. Bad. Okay, go. Hey, you want to know my giveaway, though, when I'm really fake laughing?
Yeah.
I always have a phrase at the end of it.
That's funny.
That's funny. If it's so funny, why do I have to say that's funny?
Right. If the laugh should just do it enough. Like, if anybody... And if someone doesn't laugh and they go, that's funny, it really wasn't funny.
Of course, or else they would have laughed.
Right, exactly. So when someone, you're in a conversation and you think you said something hilarious and someone tells you,
that's funny.
It's not funny.
No.
It's not funny.
No, just walk away. It wasn't a good one.
Or they say, I just don't really laugh, but that was funny. Nope,
no.
Nope, you're not funny.
True.
You're not funny. Or you get the, that's funny. It's not funny.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But sometimes I do, at the end of a laugh, say, oh, that was funny.
That's after a real laugh.
After a real laugh.
Not like, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
No. I mean, you can tell when someone really thinks something's funny. Like right now, just talking about that, I have tears in my eyes laughing because it's funny.
No, come on. Tears in your eyes.
Yeah, I do. Look, really.
I don't know if it was that funny. It was funny.
When I belly laugh, I just automatically get like a little wet in the eyes.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a thing. I don't know why.
Not even like you don't have to belly laugh for that long?
No. Because right there when we both said, that's funny, that was funny to me that we both do that.
That's pretty good. Like, yeah. I do like a good belly laugh when you have tears coming down and you can't stop. Yes. Like, I don't know. It's the best feeling in the world.
That's funny.
So, see, that's not funny. Gosh, see, I hate you. But anyway, back to Dwight Howard and Shaq. They go back and forth, and they've been going back and forth on Twitter. And Dwight Howard put, at Shaq, we can have a roast battle if you want. I got 10 jokes in the chamber for you, LOL, okay? Shaq replies, Dwight Howard, I only battle champions, little man. You ain't in my division. You in Charles Barkley division. Focus on getting that ring, brother.
Dang.
I love Shaquille O'Neal. Like, he is so funny.
He is really
and
funny.
Has a great, I mean great personality.
Yeah. No, he is really funny. I mean, he had this thing when he was playing, like, you just didn't like him.
Well, and, yeah, because he was on the Lakers and we were Spurs fans, so that's one reason. But his personality's always been great. Like, him over Kobe all day, just because of personality-wise, Shaq is 100 times better.
Kobe has no personality.
No personality.
What basketball players? Let's do a list of five. Like, zero personality.
Athletes. Just athletes in general
Yeah, I agree
Tom
with
Brady,
you.
No personality.
No personality.
None. Peyton Manning.
No personality.
No personality.
Well, he's kind of funny in those commercials.
No,
that he does
that's only commercials. That's all written out for him. He doesn't come up with that.
But acting's not, I mean, that's not easy.
Well, I understand, but that doesn't mean he has a personality.
Okay, go ahead. Eli Manning. Maybe it's just the Manning brothers. Like,
well,
maybe it's that family because Eli has no personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Dak Prescott, no personality.
Do you want, but maybe that's just, you're supposed to be that way as a quarterback and you're not supposed to be act mature.
No, because look at Terry Bradshaw. I mean, I know old reference, but just because we saw him commentate, that's super uber personality. Like, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's crazy. He was a quarterback.
Because Cam Newton has a personality.
He has a personality.
Russell Wilson, no personality.
Zero personality.
No personality. I don't know. But yeah, but it's just interesting to me how some athletes just, they're so buttoned up and they don't want to reveal anything.
You think LeBron has a good personality?
Yeah. Well, it depends what you consider good. Like, speaking of LeBron, yes, do you think he's fun to hang out with? I think so. I just think he's very...
reserved during the media?
Yes.
Yes,
he's very buttoned up. But I think you could have a beer with LeBron James, and it would be fun.
You think he drinks beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, I see him drinking wine.
Oh.
I see him kind of like, you know, chill drinking wine. I don't see him as a beer drinker.
That could be right.
I don't see a lot of athletes as beer. I see baseball players as beer drinkers.
Okay, and you see athlete like football player and basketball players more as hard liquor?
A football player's hard liquor, chugging, like shots and stuff like that. And then basketball players, wine drinkers.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why wine for basketball?
I don't know. Every time I see like basketball players outside, you know, they're maybe during their press conference, they're always dressed up real nice in their suits and everything. I picture them going home, smoking a cigar and drinking wine. Or maybe like the brandy on the rocks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But not like, let's go party. Basketball players don't seem like party animals to me.
See, I think they are party animals. We just don't see it. Like, I mean, I was in Vegas one time. Everything comes back to Vegas, it seems like.
Every time.
With my life. I was there when Team USA was in training camp. And I went to the club at the Wynn. And I walk in.
Team USA?
It was LeBron James, Rashard Lewis. Like, it was a bunch of them, right? And LeBron James is up in the club.
You saw him?
I saw LeBron. I got a picture with him.
How big was he?
Oh, he's huge.
Monstrous?
Huge, huge. And he stood over there.
Wait, you got a picture with him?
Yeah.
Like, just you and him?
Yeah. So, he's standing over there, and he's just standing. He's got his sunglasses on. I was like, holy crap, that's LeBron James. I'm drunk off my
eat. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going for a picture. And I walk over there. His bodyguard stops me. I was like, hey, can I get a picture with LeBron? He goes, no. I said, all right. So I just stood there, and I got me with LeBron behind me.
Oh, like a selfie, but LeBron's like 20 feet behind you.
Yeah, but it's just me and LeBron in the picture.
Oh, my God, that's so stupid. That doesn't count. That doesn't count as a picture with you and LeBron.
Okay, so then the bodyguard comes and goes, you do that again, I'm going to get you kicked out of here.
What? Why can't you do that?
Yeah, if you're going to be in a public place, I can take a picture of you if I want. Don't even tell me I can't take a picture of you in public. If you don't want pictures taken of you, don't go out in public.
Dude, honestly, you need to find a better way to approach people. Like, because didn't you see Emmett Smith one time and you were like yelling, Emmett!
Yeah, I saw Emmett. I saw Emmett. Jerry Jones. I'll tell you what, Jerry Jones was real cool. I saw him at Meet Tierra in San Antonio on the Riverwalk. And Jerry Jones let me put on his championship ring and take a picture with
him. Get out.
Yeah.
Was he by himself?
No, he was with Michael. No, he was.
What? He was Michael Irvin?
Yeah, they were all eating dinner.
Shut up. Who else? Emmett Smith?
I think Emmett Smith was there.
Get out. Yeah. Alvin Harper?
No.
Jay Novacek?
No. And then some other people I didn't really know. There was like
Jimmy Johnson there too?
No, Jimmy Johnson. But
Troy Aikman.
But no. I just told you that's all of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were at Meet Tierra and I was there in college and they were there and okay, Jerry Jones let us all put on his championship ring.
Meet Tierra is best restaurant in San Antonio, in my opinion. Well, it's a late night restaurant.
It's a Mexican restaurant. It's open so late. It's so good. It's in Market Square downtown. Yeah. It is really good. Right off the Riverwalk.
Yes. And so whenever I'd go to Spurs games, that'd be the only thing open at midnight. And usually if it's during the basketball season, the visiting team, whoever the visiting team is, you have a really good chance of seeing any of the players there eating dinner at Mi Tierra.
Yeah.
I saw the Bulls there one time.
See, I saw the Cowboys. It was training camp.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I love that. Yeah. So Jerry was cool though?
Jerry was so cool. He was so nice. Let me try on the championship ring and everything. But
did you talk to Emmett?
No, Emmett didn't really want to talk. Okay. He wasn't really friendly at that point.
What about Michael Irvin?
No, he wasn't having it.
Weird.
Yeah. But back to that same club with LeBron. Okay. So Rashard Lewis is there. And
who's Rashard Lewis?
He played in the NBA. He went straight from high school. He's from Houston, right?
Okay.
And I knew he's from Houston. So he had a table, bottle service.
Dang, with sparklers on the bottle
and stuff. And so I'm like, man, I got to get up in that table. I got to get up. I got to be partying with Rashard Lewis, right?
Yeah.
So I went up there and I was like, yo, Rashard. I was like, Houston represent, yo. Like, I was from Houston. I'm not even from Houston, right? I'm not even from Houston. I'm from Austin, Texas. But I knew Rashard Lewis was from Houston.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, where you at? And I was like, Cy Fair. I don't even know what that is, but I've heard of Houston Cy Fair.
Cypress something, right?
And I don't know. I have no idea. I've just heard of Cy Fair. And he goes, oh, no bet. Oh, bet. And he tells me where he's from. And he goes, you want a shot off the bottle? And me and Rashard Lewis took a shot of tequila off his bottle.
Okay. Cy Fair is Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District.
Okay. That's where I was from. Cy Fair. I don't know anything about it.
You're so stupid.
But I got a shot with Rashard Lewis awesome. Off his bottle.
Dude, that's great.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
And then there was another time I was there and Terrell Owens was there.
T.O.
Okay. And he's at the club
this
party.
This is the same club?
Same club, and I'm partying hard, and I'm finally leaving. It's like 4 a.m, and guess who's leaving at the same time?
Who?
T.O. So T.O. is going to the stretch limo out front,
He had
a Hummer limo.
Okay.
You know, white, boom, decked out. He's got some ladies with him, got some of his boys with him.
Who's he playing for at this time?
Ooh.
Is he a Cowboy, or is he?
He may have been a Cowboy. Okay. He may have been a Niner. I don't know.
Or Eagles.
No, I think it was Cowboys. Right. I don't remember.
Okay.
But so I go walking and I'm like, you know what? I'm getting in the limo with T.O. Because I'm just like, I'm straggling behind. I'm drunk at, 4 a.m. Whatever, let's go. So I start walking with them. And they get to the limo and I got to climb in. And they go, no.
Wait, you're going to climb in the limo?
Why not?
Dude, you're stupid.
Why?
What would you do if someone did that to you? Wouldn't just be like, all right, whatever.
But what I was thinking is, T.O. would think.
In your mind.
In my mind, at that point, I'm thinking, I've got to go for this. Because if T.O. lets me in the limo, this is going to be the most epic night of my life.
Right.
Like, what if he just thinks, man, this dude's got some balls on him. Let's let him party with
us. No chance. No one in their right mind would ever think that.
Why?
Because you're a stranger. Like,
exactly. But how do you make friends with strangers? You meet them.
Not by them forcing their way into your limo.
I wasn't aggressive about it. I just kind of chilled with the group.
Okay, so you try to go in the limo.
Yeah, and they're like, no. It ends here for you tonight, man.
I love that.
I'm like, all right. And I turned around and walked away. But I tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we should tell people. Try it.
Yes,
you never know what'll happen.
Right. Flo Rida. You know who Flo Rida is?
Of course.
Apple Dunkin' bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her.
She hit the floor.
Like, yeah, whoa, low. So yeah, I was at Pure, Caesar's Palace. Okay.
Vegas story.
Yeah, another Vegas story. I spent a lot of time in Vegas. I love Vegas,
I know
you do. Oh gosh. So he performed, like he showed up and performed a couple songs or whatever. partying to all nights of the, you know, all hours of the night. When I'm stumbling out of the club, 5 a.m., guess who's stumbling out of the club? Flo Rida.
Oh, Flo Rida.
And his crew and the honeys.
Dang.
And the honeys. So they're talking about, we got to go to the ATM and we got to get some money, get some bottles so we can go up to the room. I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. So I go to the ATM with them and I just try to get on the elevator with them.
Yeah. And then?
They're like,
No.
They said, no. They said, where do you think you're going? I was like, oh, I was going to try to party with you, but I guess not. They're like, yeah, good night.
Coach, that's so funny. See, that's funny.
Like, I just try it. Like, I just, dude. I mean, I just don't care. Like, I'm like, I'm going to try to hang out with these celebrities at all costs. And if it works, it works.
You have to tell, you have to talk about the Mike Tyson story since you're on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Cause this one, this, dude, this must have been what, 10 years ago? I mean, probably 8 years ago. You posted a picture on MySpace maybe or something of you and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was at the club in Las Vegas. I don't even know what club that was at. Man, that was a long time ago, but I ran into Mike Tyson.
At the club.
At the club. And I was like, what's up, man? How you doing? Hey, man, how you doing? And he's a lot shorter in person than you realize. So, like,
well, how tall are you?
I am 5'11".
And how much shorter was he than you?
Oh, I feel like he was like 3 or 4 inches shorter.
Down
than
to
me.
Your shoulder?
Yeah.
Armpit maybe?
Yeah. Damn. And I could not believe that. And maybe I'm just remembering that wrong, but I really think he was that short.
And he was like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, hey, man, what's up? Can I get a picture? Yeah, let's do it. And he took a picture with me. I took a picture with Mike Tyson in the club.
Get out. Yeah. This is tattoo, tattoo on the face and everything. Yeah, no, I remember the picture.
Yeah, he had a tattoo on his face and everything.
I remember the picture.
Okay, another time, club. I was at the one inside of the Venetian, Tao Nightclub.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I ran.
T-A-O.
And there's, oh my gosh, first time I ever went there, there are girls in the bathtub washing each other all throughout the club.
What do you mean? They had bathtubs?
They had bathtubs just randomly out there and the girls are washing each other.
Are they naked?
I don't know. They would stay under the water. Dude, it was so freaking hot. It was so hot.
That's crazy. So what, you'd get a drink and just stare the whole time?
Well, no, because you don't want to be a creep. I was trying to look on other chicks, but it was just like, first time I walked up the stairs, like, what is that? Hello, Vegas. All right.
I don't do that much anymore.
So I'm at the urinal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this big dude walks up to the urinal next to me, and I look to my left. Chuck Liddell! UFC fighter.
UFC
fighter. The Iceman. Just right there at the club, and I'm like, what up,
the guy with the mohawk.
Yeah, I'm like, what up, Chuck? He's like, how's it going, man? So we got out of the bathroom and got a picture with Chuck Liddell.
Dang.
Met him at the urinal.
Wait, so you talked to him while you guys were both taking a piss?
I was drunk, dude. I don't care.
That's awkward, though.
No, because there's a wall. I'm not looking. I just say, hey, what up, Chuck?
But like sometimes you and I end up in the bathroom here together, and we're peeing next to each other. You won't even talk to me.
No, I'll talk.
No,
I just don't want you looking at me.
I'm not. I never look at you.
No. When you're talking, you look at me.
No, I don't.
You look to the side, like, hey, what's up?
I look straight. Okay, I look straight
that's
at the
fine.
Tiles.
I don't mind that. It's. I just said. Oh, what up, Chuck? I got a picture with him.
That's crazy.
It was so cool.
I'm trying to think if I met any athletes, but I haven't really met. I did geek out because earlier this year I met who's the old Kansas City running back?
Texas Christian Okoye?
No, not that old.
Ricky Williams?
No,
Priest Holmes?
No, just recently. He doesn't play.
Jamal
Charles.
Okay.
I saw him at iHeart Country Fest, and like that was cool to me because I mean. Jamal Charles was good for a couple of years.
He's good, real good.
You know, and so I saw his dreads.
You saw him in Vegas at the club?
No. It was in Austin. It was in Austin at the Irwin Center.
Man, I could go on with celeb stories forever, but go ahead.
At the club. You got more club stories.
I wish.
But he was so cool. He looked at me like he knew me. And I love that. He was just like, what's up, dude? And I'm like, Jamal, what's going on? He's like, not much, man. You enjoying the show? He's like, yeah. Dude, this is a great show. Have you been good? You've been good? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, does Jamal Charles know me? Maybe he's a fan of the Bobby Bones show. Like, I don't know. But we didn't go into it. I just said, dude, can I take a quick picture? And they're like, yeah. Dude, I take a picture with him. Next thing you know, everyone's lined up to take a picture with him.
That happens. It happens.
I felt bad, though.
And see, and that's, I feel bad for celebrities in that way. But at the same time, if I see a celebrity and I'm excited, I'm going for it.
You did that with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I saw Bon Jovi at a party.
And everyone was so cool. He was just chilling. No one was bothering him.
He was chilling at the bar by himself. Like, no one was talking to him. And I was like, man, that's Bon Jovi. Bon freaking Jovi. And so I went up to him. I was like, hey, you're Bon Jovi. Bon freaking Jovi. Can I get a picture with you, man?
And what did he say?
He's like, yeah, I guess. And I took a picture with him. And after that, there was a line around the building at the party. And he left. He left the party.
I was like hand in the face. Like, oh, my God.
But I got that pic.
Did.
I got that pic.
You still have it?
Yeah, I got that pic somewhere on my computer.
Somewhere on there?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I wish I could pull all these photos up and we could post them on the Sore Losers Twitter.
Is that even possible? Like, could you go back?
It had to be hard.
Yeah.
Sore Losers show on Twitter. But yeah. So yeah, that's, I mean, Vegas, because we went to Vegas this last weekend. And I mean, I have so many stories. Like,
we saw Richard Jefferson one time too.
Oh, I saw Richard Jefferson. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Who does he play for now?
He played...
I mean, when we saw him, I think he had just left the Spurs, but it was still kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, and he was terrible with the Spurs. Yeah. He was on the Cavs. Who did he get traded to? Did he get traded to the Hawks? I mean, he got traded all... I mean, he may have been on the Hawks at the end of this year. Just poor dude. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if he may have retired.
Maybe.
But, you know, good for him.
But we did see him at the casino.
We saw him at the Wynn.
And we followed him.
Absolutely.
Followed him for a good 5 minutes.
You have to.
No, you don't have to.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Well, but I mean, we didn't have a game plan. Like, we were just like, he's going over there. Follow, keep going, keep going, go. And then he would stop and play a slot machine, and then we would kind of hover. We would act like we'd been playing another slot machine down the row, and then he would move to another one, and then we would move. We had no game plan. We were like, are we going to say hi to him or what? And then we finally did.
Yeah, that's what you do.
But we didn't get a picture or anything, did we?
No, I don't think we did.
I think we were just like, what's up, RJ?
Well, see, because I think that was right on the edge of camera phones. No, we had to be all camera phones had to be around.
For sure, coach. That was.
Then why did we not get a picture with him?
I don't know.
That's a bad move by us.
He was with a girl. Maybe his girlfriend or something.
Oh, yeah. We didn't want to disrupt.
Mess up his game.
But that's what Vegas is all about. And like this weekend, like yesterday, we didn't have much voice. So we couldn't. I mean, I can't go into stories. But
hey, you sound better, by the way.
I do. I sound great. I got some sleep. And let me tell you, boys and girls, daddy got paid. Listen to this. Daddy got paid in the NFL on Sunday.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to pull out these parlays.
No. Coach, that's not even money. That's just paper.
Let's just go ahead and pull out these parlays that are the winners. Okay?
Guys, this is not money. This isn't straight cash. This is his little gambling receipts.
These are my gambling receipts. No, these are straight cash, homie, when I mail them in.
No, I want to hear the cash if you're going to be making noise.
Here we
with
go.
Them.
Ravens -6, Dolphins -3, Seahawks -1, 3-game parlay cost me $100, pays me $700.
Nobody cares.
Boom. Colts +7, Redskins +3, 2-game parlay for $100, pays me $324.
Tweet us if you care.
Then a 2-game parlay, the Cardinals +5.5, and the Steelers +1, cost $100, pays $360.
Lunchbox
Guess
Mom,
what?
I hope you're listening, because you're probably the only one that cares.
Guess what? Daddy got paid. No, so when I give you locks, like I gave you the Cleveland Browns, you bet the house. When I gave you the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday and told you, Monday Night Football, bet the house, what happened? You bet the house and you win.
Oh, for sure I trust you more than I trust Ray.
That's exactly how we do it. That was a great gambling weekend. I'm going to tell you what I'm terrible at gambling on is college football. I don't know why, but college football to me is impossible to bet. I can never win. I lost 2 bets on Saturday of college football and won one. I won Michigan -17.5. But that was the only one I won. I lost.
Well, are you betting on games that you or teams that you really just don't know too much about?
No, I just teams I've watched or I think they're I read something and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a good bet. Let me bet it. And I mean, college football. And I'm in a gambling pool in college football where they give you 8 games a week.
Not doing so well.
And you have to rake them 8-1 in confidence points.
Rate them?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm terrible. I am so bad. Like Texas fans. I gotta give it to you. I've been telling you Texas is garbage. They're trash. They showed up and balled out against TCU. I still think Texas's offense looks terrible.
They're still garbage to me.
But their defense looked good. I mean, they looked really good and athletic. They're going to go to K-State this week, and they're going to win again. And then it sets up the big showdown with OU. Uh-oh, look out. Texas could be 5-6-1, whatever. I mean, they could be running the table. They could be in good shape here coming up.
I think the problem, Coach, is that there's just too many teams in college. Like, there's too many games going on. Like, I don't know if you're watching all the games or what. But
no, I don't watch all the games.
It's impossible to know how a team is doing when there are 50 games on a Saturday. Like, how do you keep track of that?
It's hard.
Yeah, so I think that's why betting's so hard for you. With NFL, it's like...
There's 16 games.
You got 16 games, no big deal. They're all spread out. There's like 6 or 7 in the noon games, and there's 4... And the afternoon games. And
you got Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
So you could watch most of them, you know?
Maybe that's what it is.
But I think so.
I'm going to tell you, just bet on Alabama because they're unbelievable. Like I said yesterday, they are unstoppable. I don't think they can be beat. Notre Dame, made a good move going to a quarterback and throw.
Yeah.
Clemson also benched their starting quarterback.
Game of the week. Syracuse at Clemson.
Yeah, you already said they're going to beat them,
yeah.
And you're wrong.
Yes,
but
game of the week.
Syracuse change quarterbacks to the kid that can throw the ball.
That's right.
They're about to be really good.
Thank you.
They're about to be real.
And I called it 2 weeks before the game.
No, you said Syracuse is going to win.
Oh, you're talking about Clemson? They brought that freshman to the long hair out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look
Sunshine.
Good. Is that his name?
No, that's from Remember the Titans. Sunshine with the long hair.
Oh.
You don't remember that kid?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever see Remember the Titans?
No. Should I watch that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll write that down.
Are you kidding me?
I'll write that down. There's a list of sports
You have
movies.
Never seen Remember the Titans?
No.
Coach, oh, come on.
I saw The Sandlot for the first time like a year and a half ago.
Strong side. Weak side.
What is that?
Strong side.
What's that?
Weak side. Remember the Titans.
Oh, I thought that was Karate
Harmon
Kid.
Boone.
Who's that?
That's the head coach. Harmon Boone. Hayden Panettiere is in that movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's the little daughter.
She was young then.
Yeah, she was like 4.
Oh, really? She was 4 years old in that
movie? She may have been older than 4, but she was really young.
Dude, some of those football movies that I really liked was At Any Given Sunday.
Okay.
That was a good one. Do you remember The Last Boy Scout?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's old.
Old.
With Damon Wayans, I think, yeah. And he's a quarterback, and Bruce Willis is his agent.
Yes.
What's another good? Oh, We Are Marshall. That's a good one.
Never seen it.
You have to see We Are Marshall.
That one doesn't interest me that much.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't. That one just never. I always thought it looked kind of cheesy.
I mean, anything true story like that where you?
Yeah,
just,
I just. I don't know. I felt like they were going to Hollywood that one up.
Well, for sure. I mean,
they probably all Hollywood them all up.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is, remember the Titans?
Oh my God.
Do you remember anything about it? Do you know anything about it?
I don't. I know.
No. I'm asking.
Denzel's in it.
Right, but
he's a coach.
They integrated a high school in the school that Herman Boone, Denzel Washington is. They combined it with black students and white students.
Oh, yeah. There's race
yes,
involved.
Yes, race.
Okay.
So what's crazy is my father-in-law was in that school district at that time. Like his
he
school,
remembers that happening?
Yeah. He was like, I remember everything about it.
That was probably a big deal.
Big deal. Big deal. He said that's crazy. And that's why I just had that story. Like I wanted to go back to it.
Okay. Okay, there's another movie I remember about racism in football, but it was a college team. Dang, what is it?
Not Rudy.
No. There wasn't racism in Rudy.
I know. I'm just trying to name college football movies.
Was it a Jim Brown movie? No. Dang it. Hold on. Just say something. I want to research it.
You're going to research it. Okay, that's good. Hey, and what else? I mean, I'm trying to think of what you were... The NFL was just great this weekend. Like, it was really good. I don't really have much else for today. You got me thrown off. I should have had a schedule. Like I said, this is where I run into trouble. But the Steelers, they had to have that win last night. Now they play in, they play the Ravens this week for the division. I mean, this is a crazy division. And, oh, Baker Mayfield, named the starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's named starter of the Browns.
Yeah,
that's
sorry,
crazy.
I can't find this movie. That is so cool. That is so cool to me. It's the best thing that the Browns could have done this week, and like he's the starter now. Dang, poor Tyrod Taylor, though.
No, he's making – it sucks. But he knew he was going there to be a stopgap for Baker Mayfield. So he can't be shocked when he gets benched for somebody. You know, like you know you're going there to – play until they're ready. They think Baker's ready. And now they think Baker's ready. So, or.
Baker was ready when he got drafted. I mean, gosh, dude. He was so ready. Look at him. I mean, he came in that game. He won the game, in my opinion. And the Browns may turn their whole season around on that move.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Well, the first 2 weeks, the kicker cost them the game. Tyrod Taylor had them in positions to win the game.
I don't think Baker's going to let them be in that position. I think
Baker Mayfield's not going to come in and they're not going to blow out every team.
Not blow out. They're just not going to come down to a field goal.
So they're going undefeated the rest of the way.
No. I didn't say that.
But you said they're not going to be in that position.
Yeah.
That
so
means
either,
they're going,
either they
either
lose,
getting blown out either, or they're blowing
exactly,
them out.
Exactly.
So no close games from
no
here on out.
No close games. There will be no games left to be determined by their kicker anymore. They've learned from the first 2 weeks.
So there will be no 3-point margin games
or two points.
It will be all over 3 points.
I'm going to write that down. Yes. All the Brown games from here on out will be won by more than 3 points or lost by more than 3 points.
Wow. I think that is
that should be a Vegas bet.
That should be a Vegas
80
bet.
80-1.
Because the NFL is so close. Do you realize how close the games are?
Yeah, they're all pretty close. Well, not all of them, but
right, for the most part, the scores are so close. Like,
I'm looking at this week. I mean,
21-17, 43-37, 38-27, 28-20.
Yeah, 38-27, that's not
2016,
close. 2016,
9-6, 27-14, 27-22, 16-14, and then, you know, 30-27. There was a couple in there, like 27-6, Buffalo.
I see. Right now, Coach, I see...
But that's a bowl.
I see two games within 3 points. That's it. The Titans and the Jaguars. Titans 9, Jaguars 6, yeah. And the Bears and the Cardinals, 16-14. Those are the only two games that were within 3 points.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I was talking out of my butt, really. But, I mean, I just don't feel like the Browns are going to – I think Baker's going to really, really help the Browns, and I don't think they're going to be winning games or losing games within 3 points. They're not going to base the fate of the game based on their kicker anymore.
They're not going to depend on them anymore.
No.
Okay. I mean, we'll see. I mean, that's a very interesting take, and I'm excited to see what Baker does. They play Oakland this week at Oakland. It's going to be interesting. Boy, so good. So good. All right. That's about it. I mean, we talked about Vegas. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about Vegas. I had a good story. I was playing blackjack on Saturday night at New York. And
this better be a good story.
This is a good story.
All right.
And I saw two ladies of the night getting busted by the cops.
Prostitutes.
Yeah, prosties. That's what I like to call them. They're prosties.
What happened?
Man, there's this like circular bar in the middle of New York. And I guess these prosties were just kind of chilling there, like trying to hit up the clientele, trying to find a customer of the night.
Yeah, and one girl went
walking through like the slot machines looking, and all of a sudden security came up and pulled them over there and got their IDs and started talking to them, brought the real cops in, and they were getting woo woo out. Yeah, it's pretty interesting when that because they know who the prosties are.
Oh, for sure. There's a list of names and photo IDs.
And they look for them on the cameras, and they know what their MO is, because I've seen it before. I've seen it at the Wynn where they got one got busted.
Yeah.
I was walking through the casino one night at the Wynn years ago, and this girl's just sitting at a slot machine, not even playing. And she's like, "You looking to party?"
And you were like, "Yeah."
I was like, "What do you mean?
We're in Vegas, baby. Let's party."
I was like, "Yeah, what do you mean?" She goes, "Let's go to your room and talk about it."
And you're like, "Okay."
And so I was like, hold on one second. I was like, I'm looking for my buddy.
Did you get scared at that point?
No. You don't even know the best part of this. This is the best part.
I would be terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Some prostitute asked me that, I'd be like, boom, 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 heartbeat in my chest. Like, I gotta go.
No, so I said, well, I've been looking for my friend. He'll kill me if I party without him. She goes, oh, I got a friend I can call. She'll come party with us too.
You're like, okay.
I was like, all right, let me go find my friend.
Sounds fun.
So me and my buddy were sharing a room. So I went. Did I find him?
No.
No, I ran up to the room, got a hidden mic, and recorded it so we could play it on the Buy a Bone show.
You're so good.
And so I got the audio of her. Like I'm like, well, what are we going to do? She's like, we'll talk about it when we get up there. I was like, well, what kind of party is this? Like, and I got all the audio, and she's like, you want me to call my friend? Cause I was like,
you were wired and bugged.
Yeah, dude. And I talked to the prosty.
Dude, what if the pimp would have like come kicked your ass?
No, he doesn't come kick your ass until you don't pay. Like until you take her up to the room and you
don't
pay.
What if she like gave you a hug and felt the wires and that? Dude, that's dangerous. That's scary.
No, dude, what is she gonna do? She's not trying to create a scene inside the hotel.
So you recorded all this and
Yeah, and then I was like, oh man, I can't find my friend. I gotta go.
And then you played it on the radio?
Yeah. I'm like audio of me talking to a frosty.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Love it.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Man, they get it. Oh, man, it's great.
Hey, I didn't know. I was talking to a cab driver, and I didn't know that prostitution was illegal in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's illegal.
I didn't know that. It's legal in Nevada, or Nevada. I'm sorry. It's pronounced Nevada.
Yes.
It's legal in the state, but not in Las Vegas.
Right.
I didn't know that.
So, like, you go to the Bunny Ranch, it's outside of Las Vegas.
What, so Reno is just
yeah, Reno, it's free.
Game?
Oh, yeah, man. They stand on the street corner. Hey, honey.
You been to Reno?
No, I was just making that up.
Oh. It's like, I've never been to Reno.
No, I don't know. I know. I think Reno's the capital, though.
Is it?
Go Carson City.
Yeah, I think Carson City's the capital.
But Las Vegas should be the capital because that place is heaven on earth.
Hey, we were talking to some guy, you know, some guy that works at the company, and we were talking, a little business meeting at the bar or whatever. You, me, Lunchbox, and then this guy. And he asked, like, hey, those two girls over there, you think those are prostitutes?
No, they weren't professionals.
Professionals, that's what he called them. And that's a fun game. Like, that's kind of fun to be just like, those two girls, they're dressed a little too scandalous. They're acting a certain way, you know? Like, so how can you point out a woman of the night?
A professional. Usually they're by themselves. They'll be at the bar, not drinking.
They don't drink on the job?
I don't know. But a couple times I've seen them drink. Like, I was at the Cosmopolitan one time and I saw one drinking.
Okay.
So
they're not in twos?
They're not in twos. They're by themselves. And if a guy sits down, they immediately talk to him. That doesn't happen in real life. If you're a guy and you think you're a pimp, when you sit down at a bar.
Not a pimp. If you think like you're like a.
Well, you got game.
A lady magnet. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A pimp. Like, you got game.
Yeah,
like,
but when you're talking about professionals.
Okay. You know
pimps,
what I'm saying?
It's confusing.
Yeah. Okay. So. A girl doesn't automatically just start talking to you when you sit at the bar. It takes a little bit of effort for you to be like, hey, how's it going? If she starts the conversation in Vegas.
She's a professional.
She's probably, especially if it's 3:30 in the morning and she's sitting there by herself.
Oh, for sure.
That's when you usually see them, is at 3:30 in the morning, late at night. They're not there at 10 o'clock. They're waiting for the late night when people are drunk.
Late night clientele.
Yes, clientele. They're not getting clientele at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. They're there late by themselves. Or they're at a slot machine, but they're not playing, and they're just like waiting, and they just talk to any guy that walks by.
Yeah.
Like I told you, the one told me, you looking to party? I didn't even say a word to her. That is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, guys, when some girl comes up to you and says, you looking to party, it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, no girl is going to ask you, are you ready to party?
Yeah.
Let's go up to your room and talk about it.
So that's
not real. So my thing is, like I told this guy, like, dude, there's one way to figure this out. Easy. Go up to them and meow at them. Go meow. And if they look at you like you're crazy and they want to slap you in the face, that's not a professional. If they go like, hello, that's a professional.
I don't understand that.
Just meow at them.
No. Explain it, though. I don't understand.
Okay, so you walk up to a...
No, I understand what you're saying, but why meow at them? What does that have to do with anything?
That's as stupid as them saying, you want to party?
No. Oh, so if they talk to you after you meow at them?
Of course. Are you going to go up to a girl and be like...
No, here's the thing. I think if you go up to any girl and you meow at them,
they'll
be like...
They're going
to
slap you in the face.
No, they're not. They're going to be like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Okay. Then they'll be like, what are you doing?
But the prostitute is not going to go, what are you...
Nah.
Oh, she's just going to be like, oh, that's beautiful?
They'll just be like, meow to you too. Let's go up to your room and talk about it.
Oh, boy. I don't know if that works.
Try it, guys.
I mean, I guess, I don't know.
I think that's a fun game. That's a funny game. Like, for people, I feel like guys in Vegas always like look at girls and just be like, is that a real girl or is that a professional?
I don't know if that happens as much as you think.
It's a weird thing. Like, it's just crazy that exists.
Because a lot of people there don't even realize that the professionals are there.
They're that good, huh?
They're that good. So, all right. Well, it feels good to be back. My boys is back. Yeah.
Good job, Lunch.
It feels good. And it feels good to hit those parlays. I'm going to mail those tickets off today. So, yeah, I hope
I know you're really happy about winning and stuff, but I just don't think anyone cares about your money that you won.
No, they do.
Like, I'm happy for you.
No, they do, because we talk about gambling on this show a lot. And so I just want them to know that, hey, I am betting the things I talk about. Like, I bet. Like, I do bet.
Oh, for sure. You do bet.
Like, I like to bet. And
like you said, you're going to mail that ticket in for your money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Check will come to my door. Courtesy of the Aria Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What does that take? 2 weeks? Snail mail?
A couple weeks. Whatever. That's fine. I can wait 2 weeks. It's like a surprise birthday present.
Hey, will you take a picture of that check? Like, you know, because you said it says on the check, Aria.
Yeah, I will.
Yes. Take a picture.
I'll take
that.
A picture of it.
All right,
you want to know the address I got to mail it to?
I guess. I mean, I don't care.
It says right here. MGM Resorts International Race and Sportsbook. P.O. Box 77715, Las Vegas, NV. Can't wait.
Oh, so your check's going to say MGM.
Yeah, because they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening,
hit
everyone.
Hit us up on Sore Loser Show on Twitter. Let us know how your Tuesday is, whatever. If you like hearing about my betting and winning, or if you don't like hearing. But, yeah, have a great night and day. And
we do appreciate you listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Very nice of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you think people listen to it mostly at night or during the day?
During the day.
Dang it. So when I say have a good night, it doesn't work?
No, I mean, I'm sure some people do.
Okay.
But when you said most, I think mostly during the day.
Okay.
Because I see some tweets come in of people say like they're listening at work and they're laughing out loud.
Okay, well then have a good day.
Yeah. And don't work too hard. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
If you go back and listen to some of the old podcasts, they're pretty funny.
Yeah, tell your friends. Please tell your friends. Rate us, subscribe, everything.
All right, thank you guys.
All right.
And I'm going to buzzer you out.